Welcome, friends, to a moment of liberation and renewal. Today, we are honored to present a special sermon titled Power of Release from September 10, 2023. Allow Reverend Judith Taylor of Tyler Unity Center to guide you toward letting go and embracing freedom. May this message help you release what no longer serves you and open up new possibilities. Let's journey together.
Knowing that all we can fall into is the net of God's love, there's no need to hold on because we are held. We are nestled. We are made as part of God's order. We know that our beingness is constructed of nothing but God because God is all there is. It's not possible. Whether we express that full open light or small pin light of Christ consciousness, it's there in each one of us. So we can relax. We don't have to grasp. We don't have to run after things because it's already given. God has given us the kingdom and we are free. We are free to be. We know that we have certain likes and dislikes and tendencies, but that's part of our habit construction. We are the architects. So we get to choose. We get to be still and decide what to hold on to and what to release. What is for our good at this moment and what may serve someone else or served us in the past? Because we've always done it, we don't have to do it. We are here because we are open, and our spirit knows that we can grow. Regardless of which direction we choose to go in, we choose. We are free to open up to all of God's possibilities and make the choice of what we shall embody now. No one else makes that decision. We are free. We look at our world and realize that it's full of free expressions of God and that they are expressing their good the way they know, and we bless them on their way, knowing that they are being guided to a higher place even as we watch the past express. We put that same blessing on ourselves, knowing that we are the past expressing, but into the future. The past is past. We are in the present, pregnant, full, lush, sustaining now. Everything, all possibilities, all resources, every need is met here in the now as we choose our good. And whatever we choose, we move into that and more is available. And as each step unfolds, we are shown what it is that we need to give, do, and be. And we choose. We choose to be that self that is reaching for us. We choose to embody that self that leads us to be in that place. We choose to let go of all that does not serve, and we are free. We free those in our lives by seeing them in the same light. Every situation has in it a blessing, whether we see it or not. So we let go of judgment and look at our world with love, knowing that every person is a sacred expression. Regardless of our personal feelings toward it, we know that every blessing is and everyone is blessed and is being received with that consciousness of openness and love. In this consciousness, we take a moment to go inside, to connect with that inner God and be sure that we are willing to release, that we are in that position of discerning our good, looking forward, and letting go of that which lies behind. Let's go into the silence for a few moments here and focus not on what we don't want, but what we do want. We hear the chimes reminding us that it is on time, that every good thing is ours, and that as we pray for one, all are blessed, each one of us blessing the whole, because we are essential. We are seriously movers and shakers as we decide our future based on the good we know is. In this sense of joy and fulfillment, we can know nothing else but so it is, and it is. Amen. I love that. Didn't we have some beautiful slides this morning? And the way they went perfect with our new decorations. So that was just, Today, we're in September, which, as you know, is green. Because if we're talking about order. But we're doing two more discussions of the 12 powers. Today we're on the 11th, which is elimination. Now, a couple times I've heard people snicker because elimination is brown. And hey, that's a human function. One of the things that I find useful is you want to relax in those times, right? So that's a good time to relax, release, let go. It no longer serves. Life gives us so many metaphors for the truth, doesn't it? And if we can flow with it, that's what we get, laughter and joy. And I think we all could use that. That's always a useful thing, no matter where we are or what we're doing. We're always given exactly what we need. We don't always see it. I know in getting dressed, I try to put everything together so that I don't have to go looking for this, that, and the other. And sometimes what I'm looking for is sitting there saying, hello, hello. But my mind may be on the looking instead of the finding. So I have to switch. I'm not looking for this. I am getting that which I'm looking for. I'm getting those earrings, that bracelet. Not I'm searching. Because if I focus on the searching, I'll search. Remember, the universe says yes. So I say, I can't find my, okay. You said it. That's what you want? Go ahead. That's why we focus on where we're going. It's hard to drive looking in the rearview mirror, isn't it? I mean, you'll see stuff, but it won't be where you're going. So knowing that we look ahead, this is just something to give orientation, like your little side view, your mirror is this big, your windshield is that big. So you don't spend your life going from this two different views of the past, oh, there's another one up there. We focus on where we're going, put our feet toward where we're going, rather than walking like that. I'm not even going to try to moonwalk. Don't even hold your breath. That's not happening. Nah. Carpet's a little too sticky. And that's the way the past is. It's sticky. Because we don't want to see it. We think it's present. Because we're in these bodies that feel wherever they are. But inside, That's where the you that you are reaching for has always lived. It's always been there. You've got the kingdom of heaven in here. So you have the choice of what part of that kingdom you're going to maximize. You really do. Regardless of what's happening out here. You know, we always use Viktor Frankl as an example, his book, Man's Search for Meaning, and how he was able to find meaning while he was in that concentration camp. But you don't have to go through extremes to get the good. When I was just starting out, I was aware of so many people, they go through something horrendous, and out of that they get their new career, their book, their new calling, whatever it may be. And I was afraid because I didn't want to have to go through that to get it. I just want to go get that. You don't have to beat me up on the way. I didn't do anything. I mean, I really embodied that. And we all have fears. We all, just as being in the society, we have things that have been encouraged to grow in us that are not now serving our good. So we don't spend any time saying, you did that to me. I don't want that. We let it go. The first thing she said, I relax. We have to relax. And remember, re means do it again, which meant we were lax before. Think about that. That's how things creep in. You know, they talk about guarding the gates because there's a lot of stuff out there that you don't really want in there. It serves some people at some times, but you may not be served by it now. Even if it served you before, that's fine. No judgment. No judgment. The point is, what is helping you get toward your good manifesting in your now? That might be releasing everything. That might be just this little thing. It might be one tiny step in the direction of your dreams. But whatever it is, you are free now to do that. Part of that is eliminating that which doesn't serve. You know, I won't call myself a pack rat, but I like to keep things because I make things. So I see, oh, this could be some art. That could be some art. And then there's no room because could be is the future. Right? That's the future. What's happening now? So we decide which serves us, and we appreciate that. And when we're doing that, that helps us sculpt and discern what we need to let go. You know, if you've got a blessing, but it says we've been promised that there'll be a blessing that we can't receive. You know what it says? I'll pour open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, and there will not be room to receive it. So we got a whole lot of good for us, a whole bunch. It's up to us to be in a position to receive it. And that's why we let go of no longer serves, because we can then grasp that which is for now. Now, I have to take the old language that you'll read in some of our founding people's way of talking and move that from... In this modern way of thinking, we use the word elimination. But Fillmore used renunciation. And I want to call that one because that involves a conscious release. It's one thing to say this doesn't serve and put it down. But renunciation means I'm not going back there to pick that up. It's really easy with a bad habit. I won't call it bad. With a habit we decided to release, a way of thinking that's been habitual. You have to put something in there to replace that. If you just let it go, there's space in there. And nature abhors a vacuum, right? So that's why that parable that was used about Jesus healed the guy of the wicked spirit. And the spirit got out. The guy cleaned the room. It's all set up. But he didn't replace it with faith in anything or movement toward the good. He just got rid of what he thought no longer served. So in the term of the parable, he came back with 12 more demons saying, hey, this place is good. He cleaned it up. It's ready. I was comfortable here. You want to come on? So then the guy had more trouble. The point being, we, as the innkeeper, as the person in charge of the space, are in charge of who and who cannot come in and set up shop. So if I see fear in my life, it's up to me to say, no, we're not doing that here. For eternal allness remains. You know me, your words. You can change fear into something better. You say, what am I afraid of? Look at it. We don't stuff it back down. We look at those feelings and see what we can replace it with. Okay, I'm afraid of failure. Why? What is failure? What is that to you? How do I define that? And why is that the definition? If my definition of failure depends on other people, I'll always be afraid. But if my definition of success is something that I do, I give my best to everything. I give my love and come from a place of healing whenever I speak. My energy is toward knowing the divinity in each person. Then I cannot fail because that's God doing it. It's not me as a personality. It's me as a personality choosing to express from a higher level. That's why renunciation is important. Because if you simply say, I will not fear, what are you focusing on? Fear. Just to keep that out, you have to check the gates and keep guard on the windows. Well, that's putting your energy toward that. That's why we say to focus on where you really are growing to be. Because our energy, our thoughts, our emotions, which amplify our mental energy, is what determines what is going to manifest. We don't have to be afraid of every little fleeting thought that comes through. You might walk through a room and a commercial is playing, you need. We don't have to adopt that. We don't stop where we're going and turn around and be hypnotized. We don't have to do that. Remember, you have stewardship. You are the one in control. And each time we get, I call it a drop of dew, enjoy it. It might be just a little affirmation of who and what you really are. Someone who smiles at you that you didn't know. A compliment for something that you took for granted. Whatever it is. There's joy along our path every single day. And it doesn't have to be from a person. You are a wellspring. It's all in there. It's all in there. And if you choose to take 10 seconds to enjoy something outside, a smile, a person, you lift your own self up. And by you being in that vibration, you lift up all that's around you. You don't have to fight for things. You can love yourself into paradise, truly. Because paradise is here. We know after the fact we'll get a chance to say, wow, did I do that? I meant to do that. And do it again if we want to. But right now, right here, with all that God has created, the perfection in each person, we can celebrate that. And by reflection, realize ourselves. We are all reflections of perfection. And we are all unique, which tells you that since we all embody God in its fullness, not just a piece, that means that you've got so many possibilities in you. Whatever you choose can be. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to show up the way you expect it to, because God has a great sense of humor. I think we've all experienced that. So we have to let ourselves relax into change. We were talking today in Sunday school how change means you're taking what is now and being willing to be different. Now, what's now is pretty cool, I think. We got air conditioning. The weather's getting better. We got people who love us. We're in comfortable seats. I mean, right now it's pretty good. But we have to let go of relying on this. I must have this. Well, it looks dirty, but when I start saying, I must have it, then it shows that it's not about. You know me, I'm going to use stuff. Because things happen for a reason, just like that chime in meditation. When things move, that's not a bad thing. It's still stable for me and my youth. But I have to realize I don't rely on things. I rely on the God within. And the God within expresses as we say yes to those qualities and that way of being. God says yes. So choose your good. Let yourself be free. Live that higher self that you see inside. Don't worry about these other human beings and what their view is. They may be waiting for you to be their cue to let go and be all they can be. Your doing what you think is going to make you look silly makes you look wonderful and inviting somebody else to release their genius. So let go and be you. Be you. Namaste.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on this transformative journey with Reverend Judith Taylor. We hope the power of release has inspired you to let go and embrace new beginnings. For more messages, resources, and to connect with our vibrant community, please visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. Stay connected with us. Visit our Facebook page and make sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. If you're in the area, we warmly invite you to visit us at 14024 Highway 155 South in Tyler, Texas. Copyright 2023 Tyler Unity Center. All rights reserved. May you find the freedom in release and the joy in new beginnings.